In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Up to Steve.
Hey there. Hey, remember last week when I was in?
John, this is one for you.
But we'll bring it up to speed.
We're talking about B-class movies.
Flashback episode.
Like not real movies, but movies that you just watch because you're at home.
Particularly like a couple of Netflixes.
Yeah.
And then I had...
In the tall grass
and In the Shadow of the Moon?
Yes.
Under the Shadow...
Yeah, yeah, that one. It's not worth repeating. I wouldn't go and watch it.
Movie's somewhat forgettable. Titles somewhat forgettable. I had a fantastic Netflix weekend experience, which was leftover pizza from the night before, a Sunday morning.
That's nothing to do with Netflix.
Hang on. I'm just trying to figure out if there is Netflix in this. Is it coming up? Yeah. And then watched Dolomite Is My Name on Netflix, which is... So good. I think it's the feel good movie of the year. I grinned for 2 hours through this film and occasionally kind of yelled at the screen, "Eddie's back!" Oh. Eddie Murphy plays Rudy Ray Moore, who's the foul-mouthed comedian who created the persona Dolomite, who's a, he's the world's most charming foul-mouthed cane-wielding pimp character. Mm. And this film, yeah, recounts his rise to recording success and then deciding that what he really needs to do is make a blaxploitation film, even though he's got absolutely no experience in the motion picture business whatsoever. Mm. It's like a feel-good version of The Disaster Artist, which is the making of The Room. Mm. You know The Room, John?
No.
Have you seen The Disaster Artist?
No.
That's okay. That would have been real buzzy.
It's about the making of The Room. If that helps.
So if you just go here
which
and watch
is better,
The Room at some point, that'd be
disaster
great.
Disaster Artist or The Room?
Dolomite Is My Name.
If we
is,
could just get you to watch the movie, that'd be mint. Thanks, bro.
I love Eddie Murphy, and it's so good to see him just
on the
be
Wesley
rad.
Snipes character.
Well, we're coming around to Wesley Snipes in a minute.
Okay, does text machine say it? That's fair.
Murphy, amazing. Like, he hasn't really been on screen in live action films very much in the last decade or so.
Except for all the ones where he plays everyone.
Yeah, but there's only been a couple. Like, he sort of pops up every few years.
That's on the screen a lot.
I guess maybe that averages out to, like,
that's a lot. A lot of frames.
Yeah, per year, I guess. Okay, yeah, yeah. But he's magnetic. The film looks great. It's an awesome attention to detail. I mean, it's a labor of love. I think that all of the people involved in this film have a real affection for Dolomite. It is a character. He's kind of known as like the proto rapper. Like what he did in putting down on records some of the like the dozens and the sort of oral gags and sort of long-running stories of the black community kind of paved the way for a bunch of rap music. So everyone involved in this thing has got a real affinity for it. And then Wesley Snipes turns up. And look, since he went to jail for a few years, tax evasion, but not just paying your tax.
He's a fucking vampire.
He is a fucking vampire.
Be careful, John.
But Wesley Snipes did the... He tried to find, like, the conspiracy loopholes of, like, you don't need to pay tax.
I'm Wesley Snipes. I know so much karate and I'll dunk over you.
Turns out if you just kind of, like, say a bunch of, like, nonsense and jibber-jabber to the federal government, they put you in jail for 3 years. Anyway, he turns up in this film and he is flamboyant, scenery-chewing, over-the-top, and just... outright awesome. So good to watch. It's not the most artfully made film, and it's not really like a, you know, deeply dramatic gosh, showbiz is so tough type movie, but it's just a hell of a lot of fun, and I implore all of you to carve out an hour and 50 something minutes and
Some sort of redemption for both Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, but then they're going to tank it all next year when they make the Coming to America sequel, which is called Coming to America.
I see.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I kind of compare...
No, it'll be fine.
I compare Wesley Snipes a little bit to Christian Slater for some reason, but I like Wesley Snipes better, you know? Just in my memory of them for some reason. They're around for a strong minute when I was younger.
Better with a sword is one thing.
Well, what's Christian Slater up to these days? No idea.
Just kind of... Does he hang out? He hangs out in Mr. Robot a little bit.
Do you know how to spell Christian? Yeah, he's nailed it right off the bat.
Of course, it's Halloween tomorrow night, so there is still time to pull together a Dolomite costume, but I think based on watching the film, you probably need to rip some like carpet off some, or some upholstery off some very ugly couches and pull something together that way.
What's his latest activity, John? Christmas later.
I'll check into Wild Bean Cafe.
Let me do this in there.
I feel like he'd be good for a TED Talk or something.
I feel like he has done something recently. Okay. I don't feel like his computer's just.
He's a Mr.
crashed.
Robot. He's kind of. I think he's just kind of cruising.
How long
cruising
have you been sitting on that, by the way?
Said it before you weren't listening.
Oh, right.
I see how this goes.
After yelling at you, thanks, man.
What else? Sorry, back to Halloween. Halloween highlights.
There's a bit of a scarcity of horror movies in cinemas right this second. There's a few that are still sort of kicking around from previous weeks, like It Chapter 2 is still around. Stephen King's Dr. Sleep is out next week, which is the sequel to The Shining.
Do you think that'll be good?
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Yeah.
Who is it? It's
Ewan McGregor. Is a little boy all grown up?
Oh.
All grown up? But also next weekend is the Terrify Film Festival, which is worth having a look at the program for that. There's a lot of films playing, New Zealand premieres, Auckland premieres. Just one, you've got one shot at seeing some of the stuff. Have a nosy. I'm going to get out to a few of them.
Is there anybody on Kubrick's level at all at the moment?
Nah, probably not.
It's powerful.
I don't know. Kubrick's level.
You know what I mean? Like, will the next Shining one be that complex with all the bits and bobs in there?
Well, it's a funny one because like Stephen King doesn't like the movie The Shining very much.
Right.
And he wrote the novel Dr. Sleep, and I think he is involved in the screenplay of this film as well. But this film has to acknowledge that the movie The Shining exists because that's what they're using to put in trailers and posters and make us go and see it. So they can't show a little kid on a trike on that particularly kind of octagonal carpet and have Ewan McGregor looking through a chopped hole in a door and then go, oh no, that never happened.
Right.
Well, maybe they do. We'll find out next week.
Apparently Rob Zombie's new film is on tomorrow night as well, everyone. Just that came through the text machine.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right on.
Rock on, man.
Yeah. Just watch House of 1,000 Corpses again. I don't know about the rest of them.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, see you guys next week.
See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.